The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Lamed Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. Le'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuat Shedema. Miki Ben Jamie. En La Refanado. Refuat HaNefesh. Refuat HaGuf. Refuatu Kerubah Labo Vechen Yerasom Velomar. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Le'atzlahat Binyamin Mordechai Ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Rishon. We are three lines down. We are starting from the words Itmar. So the Gemara today is going to discuss different scenarios of where a person would be Hayav Pigul, whereas he had a Machshava during one of the services of the Korban to eat it, to eat the Korban past its time, Chutzlas Mano, or Chutzlam Komo. So the classic case is where a person had Kavanah during, let's say, the Shechita, that he's going to eat the Kezayit of the meat past its time, and he finished the rest of the services of the Korban. That's considered Pigul. If he eats some such a Korban, he's Hayav Karet. It's Pasul and he's Hayav Karet. If he would have the same Kavanah but just Chutzlam Komo past its time, past its place, meaning you're going to eat it outside of its place, of the walls, wherever it's allowed to be eaten. So the Korban is Pasul, but there's no Hayuv Karet. So the Gemara starts discussing different scenarios now. Itmar. We have a statement from the Amoraim. Chatzi Zayit Chuskas Mano. Chatzi Zayit Chuskan Komo. V'chatzi Zayit Chuskas Mano. So the person over here had three different kavanot. He started off with half a kezayit. Now, in order to be hayav, it's got to be a kezayit. So we're going to need to be mitzaref, and you need to combine. So it starts off chatzi zayit chutz mano, the chatzi zayit chutz komo. Now, if we stop right over there, we learned in the Mishnah that once you have a half a zayit chutz mano, and you have a half a zayit chutz komo, you can mitzaref. So now you have a kezayit of pisul machshava, but since it's a hybrid, so therefore it's pasul, but there's no karet. In this case, however, he has a third kavana of chatzizayit chutz zmano, so it's zmano, mekomo, zmano. So the question is he going to be hayav? Do we consider it like it's a kezayit of chutz zmano, or do we say that the chutz komo broke it up? So the Gemara says, Amarava Vayikatz Kiyashin HaPigul, which means the first Pigul, the Hatzi Zayit Chutz Lazmano, so to speak, went to sleep. Because once you were mitzarefet with the second Kavana of Chutz Limkomo, so therefore there's no Karet. However, once you had the third Kavana of Chutz Lazmano again, so it wakes it up. It wakes it up, and now the last kezayit is mitzaref with the first kezayit, and now already it's like you have a kezayit of pigul chutz lazmano, and therefore it'll be hayav karet. So that's the bashita. Vayikatz ki yashin hapigul. Vayikatz, it woke up. What woke up? The one that was sleeping. She's the first hatzi zayit that was sleeping until now, wakes up again. Because even though the first Mahshevet Hazman that he thought, which was Hatzi Zayit, it was Mitzaref with the Hatzi Zayit of Mekomo. Now, once it's Mitzaref with Mekomo, so it's Pasul, but it's no Karet. It's not Pigul. However, the Hiddush is that once the third Kavanah of Hatzi Zayit of Zmano
happens, it attaches itself to the first Hatzizai Chutzuz Mano. It's like Chazir bin Yehud, it wakes up again. And we throw out the Mekomo, now it's just Chutzuz Mano. And therefore, it's considered a Kazayat of Chutzuz Mano. That's the Shita of Rava. It's basically the Sevara that we've seen many times in Shas. It's called Chazir bin Yehud. It wakes up. It wakes up and he'll be Hayab. The Rava Menuna Amar. He says, no, it's not pigul. It's pasul, but it's not pigul. Because bottom line, the first Hatzi Zayit was mustarif, but the second Hatzi Zayit finished. It's negated. It cannot wake up again by the third Kavanah of a Hatzi Zayit, Chutzal Zbano. Once it attaches itself with Chutzal Komo, it's finished. You cannot wake it up again to join it with the third item. So we have a machloket. Is it pigul or not? Is it karet or not? Amarava, mina amina la. Where do I learn this concept of Chozer bin Yehud that you could wake up the sleeping item? Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, the Gabe, Tziruf Ochlin. That's taking different foodstuffs and combining them together to a kabetza. If a food reaches the shiur of a kabetza, it has the ability to metame other items that touch it. It has to be the shiur of a kabetza. So it says, kabetza ochel rishon. Let's say you have a kabetza of food, that's a rishon letum'ah. Uchbetza ochel sheni. And then you have another kabetza of food, that's a sheni letum'ah. So you have a rishon and a sheni, two kabetzot. Shebelalan zebaze. Oh, so what did you do? You mixed the kabetzin together. So you have a complete shi'ur of rishon and a complete shi'ur of sheni. So the law is that how are we going to treat this combination? So the combination as the din of the Gemara says Rishon. Since there's a kabetza of a Rishon in the mixture, so we treat it like a Rishon. Chelkan, but let's say you divided it. After you connected them together, now you divided these two kabetzim.
Now when you're dividing it,
so now you're not going to have in each kabetza a full shi'ur. When you're dividing it now, you have a mixture of Rishon and Sheni and Rishon and Sheni. So the law is Zesheni Vezesheni. Each one of the sections has a din of a Sheni Letum'ah. Therefore, if it would touch something, for example, if it would touch Terumah, it makes Terumah a Shilishi. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, Ha Hazar Ve'irvan. But if you would now take those two sections and put them back together again, you would take the two halakim of the two kabetzot that you separated, that have a din of a sheni, and put them back together. Rishon have it. Oh, it would go back to becoming a rishon. Mimai, how do we know that? Midiktani sefa, because it says in the sefa of that Mishnah, nafal ze be'atzmo. Veze be'atzmo al kikan shel teruma. If let's say after you separated it, so each kabetzah fell separately on a piece of teruma, Pesaluha, it becomes pasul de teruma. Pasul means it reaches the level of a shilishi. That means the items are considered when they're separated a sheni, and therefore they have the ability to pasul teruma to make it a shilishi, because each one touched it separately. However, nafdu shenehem ke'ahad, but if both sections fell together, or they fell separately, but they're now together, they're on the teruma, they're both together touching the teruma, asa'uha shiniya. So it makes a teruma a shiniya. So what do you see from over here? You see the concept of Chozer bin Yehud. Because what happened? Let's give the case again. Each kabesa started off separate. This was a rishon, this was a shini. No problem. You attach them together. You attach them together, it takes on the stringency that all this food stuff now is a rishon, the teruma. You separate them, it goes back to a sheni letum'ah. But it says in the Mishnah that if it fell on something simultaneously, it came together again, and it fell on the terumah, it makes terumah sheni. That means it's chozer bin yehud. It lost its status of rishon when it separated, and then when it comes together again, it goes back to becoming a rishon. So you see chozer bin yehud. When it lost, wakes up again, and then it combines and becomes what it originally was. Similarly, we want to say over here by the case of the pigul. It started off chutz mano, but the chutz mano went to sleep, so to speak, because it attached with the chutz komo.
But then it wakes up when the kezayit of Huska Zmano, the last kavanah the guy had, those two Hatsi Zayits combined, and therefore to make Bigul, means it went to sleep and woke up, just like this case over here of the Kabitzah. It went to sleep when they separated, it became a Shini, and then when it combined again, it became a Rishon. So that's where you see Chozer bin Yehud.
Rav Menuna says, I don't like that proof. The Rav Menuna Amar, Hatam Ika Shi'ura, Haka Neka Shi'ura. Exactly, Rav Menuna has a good claim. He's over there in the case of the Dean of the Tziruf, of the
Tumah, you have a Shi'ud at least.
Which means you started off with a proper Shi'ud. You have a Kabitzah and a Kabitzah. This was a Kabitzah that was a Rishon. This was a Kabitzah that's a Shini. You have a Shi'ud already. So when you have a Shi'ud already, then we could say when it's separated, it becomes a Shini. When you put it back together again, it becomes a Rishon. However, Hacha, but in this case over here, in the case of Pigud, Leka Shi'ura, you never had a Shi'ud. Because the Mahshava was always half a Zayit.
So maybe we'll say Chozer bin Yehud when you had a Shi'ud already. Masha'en Kim, when you don't have a Shi'ud at all of Pigul, for example, it's a half and a half and a half. You don't say it.
So you have no Ayah from the case of Tumat Ochrin. So okay, that's the proof of Rava, and that's the rejection of Rava Menuna. Amar Rava Menuna, Mina Amina La, how am I going to show you that you don't say Chozer bin Yehud? And therefore, in the case of the pigul, once you have a hatzizayit chutz zmano, it attaches with the hatzizayit chutz zmano. Finished. There's no pigul. Now that you have a third kavanah, it's not going to wake up the original zayit. How do I know that? Titnan ha'ochel shenitma be'av hatum'ah. Let's say you have foodstuff. It touched an av hatum'ah. So that means the foodstuff became a rishon. V'shenitma be'vilad hatum'ah. And you have another type of ochel that touched the rishon. Velad is a Rishon. So that means the food became a Sheni. Mitztarfim ze im ze. So now you have food that's a Rishon and you have food that's a Sheni. It's Mitztarif. You can combine them together to the Shura Bekabitza. Letameh Bekal Shebishnehem. Which means when you combine them together, they take on the lenience of the two. Again, so I have a something that food that touched an Av, that means it's a Rishon. A food that touched the Rishon, that means a Sheni. Now those two foods combined together to a Kabitzah. So we treat it like the Tum'ah Kala. Okay, what's the Tum'ah Kala? The Tum'ah Kala is going to be a Sheni, the Tum'ah. But it does not have the status of a Rishon, the Tum'ah. So, Rav Menuna's Medayek. My love, Afalgav Dehadar Malyeh. Oh, he says, when the Mishnah said blatantly, when you combine the two items together, the Rishon and the Sheni, it takes on the status of now it's a Sheni the Tum'ah. It's Mashma in all cases. Once you combine them, it's a Sheni. Afalgav Dehadar Malyeh. It sounds like even if after you would complete it with a Rishon the Tum'ah, you would add more Rishon the Tum'ah to the mixture, it doesn't matter.
Once you combine a Rishon and a Sheni together, the law is finished. It's a Sheni. Because you have half a bitza of a Rishon, half a bitza of a Sheni. Combining them together, the law of the Mishnah is becomes Kal. It takes the lenient of the two. Good, it takes the lenient of the two. It's Mashma. Even if subsequently you would add another half a bitza of a Rishon to the mixture, it doesn't connect and wake up the Rishon that's in there and make a kibitzah of a Rishon. No, even though you add it, even though Hadar Mal Yuha, it still has the status of a Sheni. So you see, you don't say Chozer bin Yehud. Once the Hatzizayit Rishon went to sleep, so to speak, and it was knocked out by the Sheni, and therefore has the status of a Sheni, it does not come back to become a Rishon, even if you came back and filled it again.
That's what Rav Menuna learned. So the Gemara says, who told you to learn like that? Dilma delo hadar malyeh. Maybe it's talking about a case where you didn't come and fill it up with the Rishon again.
Maybe the Mishnah is talking the only time it keeps the status of a Sheni is when it was just itself. Half a Rishon, half a Sheni, takes the status of a Sheni. But in a Chalameh, maybe if you would add it add more Rishon to it to make it a kabetza of Rishon, maybe we would say chazit v'nihu. So you have no raya. Who told you that the Mishnah is talking where you, even if you added more Rishon to it? Maybe the Mishnah is only talking where you didn't add more Rishon to it. Gemara continues in another case, similar case, where we're going to have different texts on these cases. Ki atar avdimi, when avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, Hatzi zayit chutz l'mkomo, v'hatzi zayit chutz l'zmano, v'hatzi zayit chutz l'zmano. Okay, so get the order here. You have, well, everything is talking about half a kezayit over here. Yeah, mekomo, zmano, zmano. The case over here is the zmanos are next to each other. The mekomos in the beginning, and you have two zmanos, hatzi zayit. So it says, Tane bar kapara, we have a braita in the name of bar kapara, that since the zmanos are next to each other, pigul. It is a pigul. Why? En hatzi zayit. The half a zayit of Huslim Komo, Mu'il, is not going to be able to mitzaref to the hazi zayit that's after it, bimkom kezayit, in a place where you had kabana the kezayit. Which means, that which we said above, that half a kezayit of Mekomo is mitzaref with half a kezayit of Zmano, that's only when they're next to each other, when you don't have a kezayit of Zmano. But here, you have a kezayit of zmano next to each other. It's mekomo. Zmano, zmano. So we say, don't pay attention to the mekomo. Since the zmanos are next to each other, they are mitzarev, and therefore it's pigul, chutz zmano, and therefore it's hayav karet. That's the first shita of the way Bar Kapara is learning. Second version, ki ata ravin. When ravin came, he had a different way. Amar, he said, chatzi zayit chutz lezmano, v'chatzi zayit chutz lezmano, v'hatzi zayit chutz l'mkomo. So again, zmano, zmano, mekomo. Tane bar kapara, pigul. Again, it's pigul. En chatzi zayit, last chatzi zayit of mekomo, mu'il, is not going to be able to remove the korban from pigul, b'mkom kezayit, again, in the place where you had a kezayit. Okay, again, in this case over here, since you had the Kezayit and the Hatzizayit and the Hatzizayit of Zmano Zmano, it came first. So therefore, in this case over here, Zmano Zmano, it's Mistaref. The Mikomo is nothing. She was according to the second version only because the Zmanos came first. So the second version would argue on the first version. The first version said Mikomo came first and then Zmano, too late. Mikomo and Zmano, Mikomo and Zmano combined, it's too late. It's not going to be Pigul. But in this case, when the kezayit came before the mekomo, it's mano, zmano, and then mekomo, so then we say that the kezayit knocks out the hatzi zayit of mekomo. Mashiachin, in the first case, he's going to say that since the mekomo came, and then the zmano came, that's it, they combine. Once they combine, he's not going to say chozer v'ni'ur, and therefore, it's according to that braita, it's not going to be a pigul. So again, we have a tremendous machlok between the two versions over here. The first version says you have mekomo and you have zmano, zmano. Finished. We say chozer v'ni'ur, and therefore the second zmano and the third zmano combine, and we pay no attention to the mekomo. Second version says no. Only when zmano, zmano come first. Now it's a kezayit. Finished. Once you have a kezayit, I don't care if the mekomo comes after. But if the mekomo came first, once it's mistadif with the zmano, we're not going to say chozer v'ni'ur, and therefore there's no pigul. Third version. Rav Ashe matne ache chatzi zayit chutz lezmano uch zayit chetzio chutz lemkomo vechetzio chutz lezmano. Okay, interesting case. He started off chatzi zayit in his mind. He's thinking chatzi zayit chutz lezmano, and then he thought on a complete kezayit that half that kezayit chutz lemkomo. And after kezayit is the zmano. So again, it's zmano, mekomo, zmano. Tereber kapara, pigul. Wow. In that case, also it's going to be considered pigul, because we're going to say chozer v'ni'ur, that you have the hatzizayit of chutz zmano, then you have mekomo and zmano. Take away the mekomo, and mitzaref the first zmano with the third zmano, and they have a kezayit.
in Hatzi Zayit. The Hatzi Zayit of Mekomo does not have the ability to mu'il, to mistarif, bimkom kezayit.
So, according to this third version, you have two Hadushim. Number one, you see the concept of Chozer ben Yi'ud. And not only that, that it teaches us a bigger Hadush. That even though that the that even though in this case okay, it's even better because the guy's kavanah was zmano, which is half a kezayit, and then he was mitzaref mamash in the same kezayit. There was mitzaref zmano and mekomo in the one kezayit that half is this and half is that. Still, we say it's not mitzaref. We say chozer v'ni'ur, and then this half goes with the other half, and therefore it becomes a kezayit of chutz zmano, and therefore no chozer v'ni'ur even in the case where you put them both together.
That is the third version. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Now we go on to different Hadushim. Rabbi Yanai comes and says, Hkishiv Shiyokhduhu Kelavim Nemahar. Okay, so till now we're always learning the laws of Pigun, where the guy has Kavanah to eat it past its time. But let's say the guy's Kavanah in this case was that his dog or dogs will eat it past his man. Does we say Achirat Kelavim? The eating of the dogs, is that considered significant? So Amar Rabbi Yanai, Hishiv Shiyokhluhu Kelavim Nemahar. Pigun. It is indeed pigun. Dechtiv Ve'et Izevel Yochlu HaKelavim BeHelik Israel. It says that Izevel, the Marsha'at, the wife of Ahav, the dogs will eat her. Yochlu HaKelavim. So you see what? That the eating of dogs is considered significant. And therefore, if the guy's kavanah was that the dog should eat it, it's going to be considered significant to say that it's pigul. Matkif la Rabbi Amir, ela me'ata, according to this, heshev shetuchlehu ish. I mean, let's say the guy's kavanah was that the fire, not the fire of the mizbeach, stam, fire will consume it after its time. Lemahar. Maybe you'll tell me also it's pigul. Dichtiv. Te'ochlehu esh lo nupach. Now you see what? You see the pasuk is talking. Te'ochlehu esh. That the fire will consume it. And eat it. Hachin nameh the pigud. You want to tell me that it's pigud also? V'chitem hachin nameh. You know, maybe you'll tell me yeah. That's also considered achila. Where the guy says that the fire will consume it past its man. Can't be. V'atena v'notena mishnah. Lechol kachatzi zayit. If let's say the guy had a kavanah to eat half a zayit chutz lezmano or mekomo, ulaktir kachatzi zayit, and then he had a second kavanah to bring it on the mizbeach, achilat mizbeach, achatzi zayit, chutz lezmano or mekomo, kasher, she'en achila behaktara mitztarfin. Because we said that achila of Adam and achila of the mizbeach is not mitztarif to the shi'ur of a kezayit, and therefore you do not have a shi'ur. So what do you see over here? That even achilat mizbeach, that the korban belongs on the mizbeach, that's achilat the mizbeach, that's what you're supposed to do, is not mitztarif for achilat Adam in order to mashtim it to a shi'ur for kezayit. Because there's different types of achilot. This is achilat Adam and this is achilat mizbeach. Or you call it achilat gavawa. So we can learn from here that achilat ish, which is stam of fire off the mizbeach, is not considered achilat adam. Therefore, it should not be made pigul at all. Which means, if you're not mitzaref the fire on the mizbeach to the achilat of adam, because this is achilat adam and this is achilat mizbeach, and therefore it's two different achilot, you cannot mitzaref the two. So you're certainly not going to mitzaref achilat adam to stam of achilat ish. So the Gemara says, wait, it depends. I de afka melashon achila hachename. Which means, if, let's say, the guy said, in this case over here, in the case where he said, Hatzi Zayit, if he said it b'shon achila, he said, I'm slaughtering the animal that the fire of the mizbeach should eat half the kezayit past its time. If you use the lashon achila hachinameh, then exactly you're right. That in this case over here, that the machshavah hatzi zayit can mitzaref to the hatzi zayit of chutz zmano, and it'll be pigul. If you said the word achila, if the guy said, I'm eating half a zayit, and the mizbeach will eat half a zayit, achilat, adam and achilat, and it can be mitzaref. Because you use the word achilat,
However, in the case of the Mishnah, it's da'afka b'lashon haktara. He didn't say achila. He thought the words haktara. Now haktara is different. He said, I'm slaughtering, I'm going to eat half a kezayit after this man, and I'm going to be maktir the mizbeach after this man. Tilshon achila lehud, ulshon haktara lehud. The word achila is separate and akhtara is separate. So therefore, kotel gemaraz baskana, if a person would say, al-minat sheni ochel chatzi zayit tutsiz mano, v'al-minat sheha'esh tochal chatzi zayit tutsiz mano, in a chename, it would indeed be pigul. Don't bring me an ayah from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah was talking about, where he said two different terminologies, achila and akhtara. Comes the gemaran, continues, ba'e rab asheh. Okay, new case. Let's say the guy had kavana that the kezayit should be eaten past its time, but by two people. He'll eat half his zayit, and his friend will eat half his zayit. You say that's pigu? That was the subject. So the Gemara says, "Batar machshava azlina diika shiura." Well, listen, you go after his thought, and bottom line, in his thought, there was a shiur of a kezayit. Or batar ochlin azlina. Or maybe you go after the people that are eating. Veleka she'ora. And since each one is eating less than a kezayit, because that was the kavanah, so therefore it doesn't work. So does it go after his thought? His thought was a kezayit, but it's on two people. And each person is less than a kezayit. So that's the Gemara's question. Amar Abaye tashema. You can bring it ayah from our Mishnah. Le'echol kachatzi zayit ul'haktir kachatzi zayit kasher. She'en achila ba'akhtara mistafim. Amishnah said, the guy has a kavanah of achilat adam and haktarat mizbeyah. It's not mitzarif. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Ha le'echol ve'le'echol. But if it was achilah and achilah, dumyat le'echol u'laktir. In a similar way of achilah and haktarah, if you would make a similar case, achilah and haktarah doesn't work, but achilah and achilah, similar to achilah and haktarah, would work. Ve'chidame b'shne b'nei adam. Mitzdarif, shma mina, which means achilan haktara doesn't work. But achilan achila would work. In a case similar to the mizbeach, where one is on the Adam and one is on the mizbeach. Okay, that doesn't work. But achilan achila, where one is on one Adam and one is on another Adam, it would work. And therefore the Gemara says, shma mina, we have a proof to this concept. Now the Gemara goes to another enyan, ba'e rava, hishev le'echol kezayit. Okay, the guy had a kavanah to eat a kezayit, no problem. Either chutz lezmano, chutz temkomo, biyater mechde achilat peras mahu. Which means, normally in the Torah, whenever we have an isur, the shiur is achilat kezayit, and the shi'ud is he has to eat the kezayit in a certain amount of time. That shi'ud is called achilat paris. Which means if the guy eats it in more than 20 minutes, for example, so he ate it so slow, it's not considered achilat. It has to be eaten in a certain measurement of time. That measurement of time is called achilat paris. So the question is like this. Let's say in the pigul situation, the guy had a kavanah to eat a kezayit past its time, but his kavanah was to eat it longer than achilat paris. So does that make a korban figur or not? So what's the question? So the Gemara explains the two sides of the question. Mau la'achilat gavoa medaminan le, or la'achilat hidyot medaminan le. Do we compare it figur to the eating of the mizbeach, or do we compare it to the eating of a person? The eating of a person, normally when he eats a kezayit, he eats it within a shi'ur of achilat paris. But the mizbeach, sometimes it takes the mizbeach a long time to consume a piece of meat. If it's a big piece of meat and the fire is not so strong, sometimes the meat can burn on the mizbeach for a very long time. So whose eating do you go after? Achilat Adam or achilat mizbeach? So Amar Abaye Tashema. So I bring you an ayah from our Mishnah. Le'echol kachatzi zayit ul'haktir kachatzi zayit kasher she'en achila v'haktara mitzarfim. Ta'ama de le'echol ul'haktir. Ha le'echol ve'le'echol dumya de le'haktir mitztaref. Ve'ha haktara biyoter mechte achilat paresu. Another ayah from our Mishnah. Mishnah said, kaya rekavana fa'achila Hatzizayit and Haktara Hatzizayit. No good. Because that's Achilan Haktara, they don't combine. But Mashma, Achilan Haktara, no. But Achilan Achila, yeah. Achila Achila of the Mizbeach. Meaning, Achilat Adam plus Achilat Mizbeach is going to be Mitztaref to a Shi'ur. Even though the Mizbeach takes a long time, even though the Mizbeach doesn't consume in the Achilat Paris time. So you see what? You don't need a Shi'ur of Achilat Paris. Because you can have half Achilat Adam and half Achilat Mizbeach. Achila Achilan is Mitztaref. So the Gemara says, no, the ayah, Dilma Behesek Gadol. Who told you? Maybe we're talking about the Mizbeach has a tremendous fire, that the fire would consume it within Achilat Paris. And that's the diuk you should make. That Achilan Haktara, no, but Achilan Achila, meaning you can mistarif Achilat Adam to Achilat Mizbeach when the Mizbeach has a tremendous fire on it where it will consume it within Achilat Paris. And if we have no Ra'ayat to Amishnah, because I could say Amishnah is talking about Esek Gadol. Okay, now we go to the last part of the Mishnah. Ne'echol kachatzi zayit ulaktir kachatzi zayit kasher. Okay, we saw this already many times. The guy's kavanah was to eat half a zayit past his mom and to put on the mizbeah haktara at the mizbeah also half a zayit kasher. En achila shel adam. The achila of adam and the haktara of the mizbeah is not going to be mitzaref. So the Gemara says, Gemara is making a diuk now. That's because you're trying to combine Achila and Haktara, which means you're trying to combine Achilat Adam and the Haktara of the Emurim. Stuff belongs on the Mizbeah. And therefore Achila and the Adam and the stuff that belongs on the Mizbeah, even though it's Achilat HaMizbeah, it's not Mitzaref. So it was Ha Le'echol Ve'Le'echol Davar she'en darkon le'echol mitztaref. But it's mashma that if your kavanah was le'echol, to eat half the kezayit past its time, and to eat what belongs on the mizbeach past its time, it'll be mitztaref. Meaning, the only thing that's not working in the Mishnah is achilat adam v'haktarat mizbeach. But mashma, take the same exact case and make it all in achilat adam, it'll work. Kigon, half of the meat, half a kezayit will be chutzas mano, and half what belongs on the mizbeach, his kavanah is to eat that past its zman, even though it's not ra'ul achilat adam. So we learn a chidush from Mishnah that you can be mitztaref the achilot, even though the achilot are not ra'ul to the adam, even though this achila belongs on the mizbeach. But you can mitztaref half of the meat, half the kezayit, poses mano, and half of the kezayit, which would belong on the mizbeach, I'm going to eat it past its man, will be mitztaref. So the Gemara would say, I can medayek my Mishnah, that what? That davar she'en darko le'echol, that you can, even something that's not the derech of the people, the owners, to eat it, mitztaref. The Gemara says, can't be, haketani resha, cannot be. Because we learned in the resha, le'echol et she'darko le'echol. The Mishnah clearly said that pigul only applies to the parts of the animal that are derech le'echol. But you can't make pigul on parts of the animal that's not the derech for the owners to eat. For example, the part that goes on the mizbeah. So you can't make that diyuk. Amar b'Yirmiyah, you can. Hamani, the sefer of the Mishnah is going like who? The bi the ezeri, the amar, mehashivin achilat adam, achilat mizbeah. That you can mitztaref the achilat adam to achilat mizbeach, or vice versa, achilat mizbeach to achilat adam. That means even something that's standing for the mizbeach, and you had a kavanah to eat it chutzas mano, it's mitztaref to the shiur of a kezayit for chutzas mano. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to learn the Mishnah daf lamed he, hashochet et hazebach. A guy slaughtered the korban. Le'echol davar she'en darko le'echol ulaktir davar she'en darko laktir. With kavanah to eat something that's not the derech to eat, or to bring haktara, to put something on the mizbeach that's not normally put on the mizbeach, so the din is kashir, because bottom line, these things do not belong there. So there's no pigul. The Rabbi Eliezer posel. The Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's pigul. It's posel. So you see what? According to the Rabbi Eliezer, even if the guy's kavanah was to do something, to eat something that doesn't even belong for him to eat in the first place, It belongs on the Mizbeah. And his kavanah was he's going to eat that kezayit past the time. It's still pigul. So therefore we're going to say the sefer of the Mishnah is going like she's the sefer of the Mishnah said. Let's review. The sefer of the Mishnah said le'echol ulaktir. Oh, le'echol ulaktir, no good. Because there's two different eatings. But le'echol ve'le'echol, to eat and eat. And the second eating is something that doesn't belong for him to eat. The eating of the Mizbeah that he's going to eat is going to be mitzarev. Just to be the Eisen. Amar Abaye afilu temar banan. I can even tell you that the Sefa is the rabbi's opinion that said you cannot mitzarev something that's not ra'u le'echol. Velo tema, don't make the diyuk. Ha le'echol ve'le'echol davar she'en darko le'echol. Ela ema ha le'echol ve'le'echol davar she'en darko le'echol. Exactly, don't make the diyuk. You wanted to make a diyuk. Le'echol hatzi zayit ulaktir is not mitzarev. Ha le'echol ve'le'echol something that's not ra'ui is mitzarev. Who told you to make a diyuk of something that's not ra'ui? Make a diyuk. Ha le'echol ve'le'echol something that is ra'ui will be mitzarev. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Do I need a mishnah to tell me that if I'm eating something, two hefek kezayits that are ra'ui le'echol is mitzarev? My kamash ma'alan. Eat the bar shi darko le'echol kamash ma'alan. If you're coming to tell me the hiddush of the darko she, that something else, the derek for the owner's teach can be mitzarev, mireshe shema'atle. We learned that from the Resha. Kahatsi zayit brachutz, kahatsi zayit lemachar, basul. That we learned what? That if a person, let's say, has hatsi zayit kavana bahutz, and hatsi zayit lemachar, which means those two kavanot he puts together is basul. Read the parentheses. Ha kahatsi zayit lemachar, bigul. But you can mistadif two of them together. Hatsi zayit and hatsi zayit for tomorrow will be mistadif. Which means I don't need a mishnah to come and give me a diyuk to tell me, oh, but if you mitzaref ochel and ochel stuff that's ra'ui, it's mitzaref. I know that from the Resha. The Resha, the mishnah said hatzi zayit of this, hatzi zayit of that is well, when you mitzaref mekomon and zmano, it's pasul. Mashma, if you would mitzaref two zmanos, it would be pigul. So Yabara says, furthermore, I le'echol unhaktir. Now, if you want to tell me that the end of the Mishnah was coming to, just tell me, don't make any diyukim. Which means maybe the end of the Mishnah was just telling me that when you have kavanah le'echol and le'haktir, that's just don't make any diyukim. Just teach me the rule that you're not mistaref achilat adam with haktara midukya deresha shamat mine. I learned that from the diyuk of the Resha. Why? Because it says in the Resha, le'echol davar shedarko le'echol in she'en darko le'echol lo. In the beginning of the Mishnah tells me that the only time that you're going to have pigul is on parts of the korban that the owner can eat, but on things that are not darko le'echol it's not going to work, which means it's got to be hatsi zayit on something that's darko le'echol and hatsi zayit on something that's called le'echol also. But let's say the guy has hatsi zayif on something that's derech le'echol and then hatsi zayif on something that belongs on the mizbeach. So therefore, in that case over there, it's not going to be a mitzarif. Again, the end of the Mishnah said, le'echol davar shedarkol le'echol in. Only if he had a mashava on things that are normally eaten, the basar of the korban. However, she'en darkol le'echol lo. Now, when it's in Darkon Le'echol, it's including, for example, let's say you had a kavanah to eat a kezayit from the Emurim, kezayit from the stuff that belongs on the Mizbeah. Or let's say he had a kavanah to eat half a kezayit of Bazar, and the half a kezayit of Emurim that belong on the Mizbeah. The korban is not going to be pasul, because bottom line, you need a kezayit on something that is ra'ui le'echol. So the Gemara says, "Hashta uman le'echol ve'le'echol davar she'en darkon le'echol lo mitzaref le'echol ulaktir mebaye." Exactly, which means even if the guy's kavana is le'echol ve'le'echol, hefek kezayit le'echol and hefek kezayit that belongs on his back le'echol, you still tell me from the Resha that it's no good. Do you have to tell me le'echol ulaktir, which is two different items? One is achilat adam, one is achilat mizbeach. Which means I don't need the last case of the Mishnah cannot be coming and telling me for itself. Le'echol u'lachtir. Because I know le'echol u'lachtir will not be mitzarev. Because from the Resha, I learn only stuff that's ra'ui le'echol. That means if a guy had kavana le'echol chatzi zayit, and then le'echol chatzi zayit mina emurim, it's not mitzarev. So if le'echol ve'le'echol is not mitzarev, certainly le'echol u'lachtir, certainly that, you know, if eating doesn't mitzarev, certainly eating and haftarah and mizbeah is not going to be mitzarev, so I don't even need that case. So the Gemara says, no, le'echol u'lachtir it's tarich. You do need that case. Salkatatachamina hatamu telav ki urche ka mechashev. Because in the case where you did le'echol v'le'echol, you did it not correctly. Because your kavanah was to eat something that's not supposed to be eaten. That's why it's no good. Aval hacha debehai ki urche ubehai ki urche. Ema nitztaref. But in the case of le'echol u'lachtir, everything is being done the right way. Le'echol chatzi zayit, which is normally eaten, and le'aktir chatzi zayit, which is normally muktar. So I would have thought maybe le'echol ve'le'echol, to eat something that's not ra'ui to eat, that's already not mitzarev. But le'echol u'laktir can be mitzarev. You cannot be mitayek one from the other. Just because le'echol and le'echol doesn't work doesn't mean le'echol u'laktir doesn't work. Le'echol ve'le'echol doesn't work because it's not the derech to eat something that doesn't belong in the mizbeach. But le'echol chatzi zayit chutz mano and le'aktir, which belongs on the mizbeach, le'aktir chutz mano, could be that that case is going to be good. So that says, give us, that's what I have to say to the Resha. Kamashma'alan, that's what the Mishnah had to tell us in the Sefa, that even these machshavot are going to be mitzarev. So again, even these machshavot are not mitzarevot. Le'echol v'lachir is not going to be mitzarev. So let's review the last piece over here of the Gemara before we make the siyum of the pair. The last piece, the Gemara was quoting the Mishnah. That to eat half a kezayit and to be maktir half a kezayit chutz mano, it's kashir. So it says, because you're putting achila and haktara. But if you do achila and achila, similar to that case, achilat adam chutz mano and achilat mizbeya chutz mano, meaning that you're going to eat half a kezayit, what belongs to you to eat past the zman, and half a kezayit, which really belongs on the mizbeah, which is not even that ra'ui for you, that will be pigul. So we said, oh, who's that going like? That must be going like either like the biyirmiya, that says you could be mitzarif for pigul, even stuff that doesn't belong for you to eat. And then the second rabbi, Abaye, said, no, we could say it's going like the rabbis, and don't make your diuk. And all the Mishnah's coming to teach me is that what? Make a diuk like this, that achilat haktara doesn't work, but achilat achila, which is ra'ui le'adam, will work. So the Gemara says, what's the adush in that? What do you have to tell me? I know that from the Resha. And not only that, if you're going to come and tell me that, no, don't make any diukim at all, because it's coming to teach me the case of achilat haktara. No, achilat haktara, I know from the Resha. So Tanat the Gemara said, no, you don't know Achida and Akhtara from the Resha. You have to make a you can't tell me that it's just coming to tell me this without a diyuk. Because I don't need it for that case, because you'll tell me I learned it from the Resha. The Gemara says, no, I need it for that case, because I cannot learn it from the Resha. Because the Resha's case was Achila to Achila. I said, maybe that case, when it's Achilat Adam, and you're eating something that's hatsi zayit of achila and hatsi zayit of something that's not ra'ui, that's not good. But mashi'enk, because you're eating something that doesn't belong to you to eat, but the haktara belongs on the mizbeah. So maybe in that case achila to haktara would work. So that's what you need the sifat to come and tell me that case. You have to tell me the varim kifshutam. You have to tell me to that case. So I wouldn't know it from the Resha. So therefore, the point is, so therefore you need it for that case. So therefore, don't make diyukim. So that's what Abaye is going to say. Don't make a diyuk from the sefa case to come and tell me, oh, achilan akhtara, ha achilan achila, dumya to this, will be pigul, will make a pigul. No, you need it for the case itself. And I would not be able to learn this case from the Resha, because the Resha is achilat, even though it's not ra'ui. I would think maybe because it's not ra'ui, it's not mistadif. Masheikin achilat adam to achilat ha-mizbeyah.
which belongs on the Mizbeah, could be, it would be Mistarif. Kamash Ma'lan, that it comes and tells me that Achilat Adam and Achilat Mizbeah, the Sefa, these two Mashot is not Mistarif, and the Qurban indeed would be Kasher. Adran Alach, Kol Zevahi, Baruch Adonai Le'olam.